SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
You're listening to SBS News.
The number of drowning deaths in Australia since December is already higher than the five-year average, with at least 66 incidents. Those statistics now include four deaths involving Indian nationals at an unpatrolled beach off the coast of Phillip Island, southeast of Melbourne. It's the state's worst beach tragedy since 2005. Victoria Premier Jacinta Allen extended her deepest condolences to the families and loved ones affected, and said her thoughts were also with first responders and the Phillip Island community. She says the event is a tragic reminder of the importance of water safety.
It's a terrible way to be reminded that water safety is something we need to take very seriously, that measures like when you're on open beaches, swimming in patrolled areas, swimming between the flags is really important.
The CEO of Surf Lifesaving New South Wales, Stephen Pearce, says there is concern that the message to stick to patrolled beaches or swim between the flags is not reaching all Australians.
The safest location anywhere to come along an Australian beach to swim or recreate is a patrolled location, and that's anywhere where you see, you know, those red and yellow flags are flying, and because there'll always be volunteer lifesavers and professional lifeguards on duty. If you don't want to go to, you know, a busy Sydney suburban beach or a beach that is really crowded, and you decide to go to unpatrolled locations, and that's beaches where there are no lifesavers and lifeguards, well, you know, we really want people to understand that that presents a real perilous danger.
The Diversity and Inclusion Coordinator at Lifesaving Victoria, Blair Morton, says the advice to stay between the flags also applies on patrolled beaches.
The lifesavers and lifeguards choose the safe part of the beach today, and that's where they place the red and yellow flags for today. Tomorrow, that safe place may well have changed, and the lifeguards will check the water again, and they might put the flags in a different place.
There is particular concern about water safety awareness among migrants who may have never learnt how to swim or who lack the local knowledge of how to stay safe in and around the water. According to Lifesaving Victoria's 2022 drowning report, in the 10-year period up to 2021-22, people born overseas accounted for 42% of drowning deaths nationwide and were 2.5 times more likely to drown compared to the general population. That's why lifesaving organisations like Lifesaving Victoria and Surf Lifesaving NSW run educational programmes for migrant communities in classrooms and community centres, as well as at the beach and in pools across Australia. The 6 water safety tips include swimming between the flags, always swim with a friend, look out for signs around waterways, which always have different safety needs, check the weather of the location you're visiting across the whole day, never drink alcohol or take drugs before going in the water, and finally, learn how to spot rip currents and what to do if you get stuck in one. Mr. Morton says it is important not to panic or swim against a rip, which appears as a channel of deeper and darker water, often without breaking waves, running away from the shore.
So what a rip will do is drag you from the shoreline right out behind the waves into very deep water. But that's all the rip will do. The rip will stop, and it will not drag you underwater. So if you do ever find yourself caught in a rip, the main thing you need to do is conserve energy by floating on your back and raising one hand to get attention from either the lifeguards or from someone else who may be able to help. If there's no one that's able to help, then you can try to swim parallel to the beach, the same way as the sand, and try to swim towards the white wave. Because if you swim sideways, you can escape the rip, and then the waves can help push you back to the sand.
The strongest advice remains to swim between the flags on a patrolled beach. But Mr. Pearce says if you do choose to visit an unpatrolled beach, even just to take a photo, a couple of things are of vital importance. check your phone connectivity and charge, so you are able to ring 000 as soon as possible in the event of an emergency. Bystander rescue attempts can also result in drowning deaths. In the event that no lifesavers are present, those attempting to conduct a bystander rescue are advised to use a flotation device like a boogie board or a pool tube. Rip conditions, however, can complicate the rescue situation. Mr. Pierce says having access to a lifeguard on a patrolled beach remains the best option.
We'd really encourage anyone just to walk up to their local lifesaver or lifeguard and ask them the question when they come down to the beach, can you just explain to me where are the rips and what do they look like and how can I identify them and what should I do to keep myself safe down the beach?
Penry Buckley, SBS News.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.